So, Daryl, come on, honest answer. Ben Roberts drops the ball 20 yards out from your own line. You must have been cursing him. 90 seconds later, you must be ready to give him a kiss on the lips, wasn't you?
Yeah, it changed that quick. I mean, Benny had a bit of a mixed night. There was balls bouncing all over at the back, and he got put under a lot of pressure by Saints' kicking game. But he did some high-quality things as well, set us up a try, and then he kicks that at the end. But, yeah, you know Benny to yes, Benny, within space of 90 seconds. And, I think that he epitomises the team, really, is that no matter what's happening to us at the moment, we just get on and we're being positive and we're winning games that are really tough to win, and you have to be a really strong group, a strong team to win games that we're winning at the moment. And obviously, I'm delighted that we're in such a place that the team's knitting together. And we've got a lot of players who are playing pretty well, and we're winning games against the best teams in the competition, which obviously then puts us in the same sort of bracket. And that's been our target over the last couple of games.
Am I being harsh to say you can play an awful lot better than that, than you did tonight? I know the effort and commitment was there, but in terms of, you did make quite a few mistakes.
Yeah, I thought our first half was pretty average, but I thought both teams looked a little bit low on energy in the first half. And I could tell pretty much straight away with St Helens that last week had taken a little bit out of them. And we were the same, to be honest. And I said to the boys at half-time, team that comes out and shows the most energy, I think we'll win this game. And I thought we did that, to be honest. I thought we were unlucky to be behind at the end, just before we got the penalty, because I thought we were the better side. It doesn't always go like that. But I thought, yeah, we can play better. There's no question. And we're going to spend a bit of time next week just improving some detail of our game. We've worked a lot on defence recently, and that we feel like that's really helped us. But now it's just tidy our attacking game up a little bit, and yeah, there's definitely more to come from us.
With 40-odd seconds left, the ball's 20 metres out from your own line. A typical cast, you try and score a try to win it, you get thwarted on the line, and what with 3 seconds left, you play the ball and drop the goal. I mean, what does that say about the ability that you've got in your team, that they can do that?
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of ability in the team. We've been working on the composure element of it, and that's come as well. And if you put ability alongside composure, then you've got a pretty potent mix as an attacking threat. And we're starting to get that. But yeah, to be able to set up a drop goal on the touchline is an interesting way to do it. But we got the ball back in, and it was a sweet strike from Benny Roberts. So it's, I thought we were going to score on the right, and then obviously just the one will do. And I would have been happy with a draw at that point, to be honest. You know, I'd gone, well, fair enough. You know, it's been a tight game. We've managed to get ourselves out of it with a draw against the team at the top. But to get the win, obviously delighted, and I think it just shows what the players have got a lot of ability out there to be able to deliver what they did to win the game.
I know it's a 17-man game. You're making a habit of making this triple substitution, Millington, Lynch and another forward tonight. I think it was Massey who came on. And I don't know, it just seems to galvanise everyone on the field. Is that the intention of doing it like that?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. Last season I did a four, and it worked in a similar way. And you can see that, well, the speckies like it. They see these boys coming on and think, right, here we go. It gives you an impetus. You know, one person can make a difference, but three can make a big difference for me. And it certainly worked for us recently. I don't always do it, but recently I've just felt like it's been the right thing to do. We've been in tough, tight games against good teams, and those boys have a big impact. And it's worked well for us. I'll definitely use it again because it's something that I like to do.
You were talking about impact in the second half. You brought Matt Cook on. That was a pretty impressive spell for him. He got the try, but he was making metres. He was busting holes up the middle, wasn't he?
Yeah. I nearly put him on at the back end because he's good at that, Cookie. I mean, he was gassing a little bit towards the end of his stint because it's his first game back. But he carries strong. He gets onto a ball really quick. He's got fight and energy. And we've missed him a bit, so I was really pleased with his effort. Like I say, he didn't have big minutes out there. I never intended it to be that way, but I thought he could have a big impact for a 10-12 minute stint, which is what he did.
And in big games against big teams, it's often one bit of skill that can be the turning point. And Solomon's try, 95-yard try, I mean, he's got some pace, that guy, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of things. I just want him to be a bit more confident with his body, to be honest. You know, he was complaining about his hamstring just before that. I don't think there was much wrong with his hamstring. Picks the ball up, ball it out of a gun. Great finisher, really good player. And you know, we're going to see a lot of high-quality things from him over the coming years.
You had players coming back in tonight. You put Carney in, you put Cook in. You've got 2 weeks off now. I'm picking some more players that are going to be coming back. There's going to be some players banging on your door, isn't there now?
Oh, yeah. Well, you get that, don't you? You know, sometimes I have to say to players, look, this is my call. Whether, you know, they might be playing well. I think Ash Gibson was unlucky to be out of the team tonight. He's been playing really well, but I had a feel for Solomona in the team and a feel for Justin. Now, it wasn't Justin's best game tonight. He had an outstanding finish and a couple of errors in there, but he's going to get better for the hit out. And you know, we've got we've got 2 weeks now before we play Widnes down here, and we'll be looking forward to that game. You know, they beat us pretty heavily over there, and we need to knock them off. So yeah, and we've got a fair bit of time to freshen people up. Luke Dawn's going to potentially be available for that game, so I've got some tough selection issues.
You don't often get a chance to enjoy victories, but the manner of this victory, the fact that you have got a couple of weeks off, will it give you a day or so to enjoy this one?
Yeah, definitely. I don't have to preview next week, which will, you know, my eyes go oblong at times looking at games, and obviously this will be a pretty good one to look at. And then the boys are out for a couple of beers tomorrow to chill out, and boy, do they deserve it. And then, we'll look into next week and really look forward to relaxing a little bit, but still working hard on our game.
Momentum building, isn't it, behind your boys? That four on the spin now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've come out of a tough run, and we're rolling now. We've got a bit of momentum about us. There's a lot of confidence about us. You can see that the belief is growing as well. We've chalked Leeds and Saints off in the last couple of weeks. I mean, the game that we lost last time we lost was against Huddersfield here, where we thought we were hard done to. So, yeah, we've competed pretty hard all year, and you know, nobody's got away from us all year. So we should be feeling confident. The boys should be feeling really confident that we get our game right. We're a challenge for anybody.
Be honest, do you enjoy games like that?
Oh, they're difficult. You know, you can see, you watch me on Sky and you can see that there's not a lot of enjoyment going on. You know, I enjoy the intensity of it all and trying to get the best out of the players. But it's perverted enjoyment, to be honest, because it's tough when you've got a job to do and results are absolutely crucial. And, perhaps I need to relax a little bit more at times, but it's difficult when you've got a group of boys out there busting their gut to get things right. And it doesn't always happen, but yeah, I think I can be safe in the knowledge that we've got a group of players who work exceptionally hard and have got a real belief about what they're doing.
And just finally, what did you say in the dressing room after the game?
I didn't say a thing. I just said, right, let's get the song done. I didn't have energy left to say anything, so we'll just get the song done, enjoy that. I'll say a few words tomorrow.